This is the Aviact Murali of the 1st of December 2024. Become powerful by remaining aware of your Brahmin birth and make everyone powerful. Today, the variety of sweet words, of loving remembrance, and the necklaces of pearls of love of all the loving children reached Bapdada before Amritvela. The children's love makes even Bapdada merge in the ocean of love. Bapdada saw that each child has an unbroken power of love. This power of love is making every child an easy yogi. On the basis of love, you are going beyond all attractions and moving forward as much as possible. Baba didn't see a single child who hasn't experienced receiving unique and lovely love from Bapdada and the special souls. The beginning of Brahmin life of every Brahmin soul has been with the power of love. This power of love of this Brahmin birth has become a blessing and is making you move forward. Therefore, today is a special day of love between the father and the children. Each one of you has garlanded Bapdada in your heart with many, many necklaces of pearls of love. All other powers are merged on this day, but the power of love has emerged. Bapdada is also lost in the ocean of the children's love. Today is called the Day of Remembrance, Awareness. The Day of Remembrance is not just the Day of Remembrance of Father Brahma, but Bapdada says, today and constantly, remember all the different types of awareness that Bapdada has reminded you of from the moment you took Brahmin birth up to now. Remember the rosary of those forms of awareness, and it will become a very long rosary. What was the first awareness that all of you received? You do remember the first lesson, do you not? Who am I? This awareness gave you a new birth, and it transformed your attitude, vision, and awareness. As soon as you remember such an awareness, you have the sparkle of spiritual happiness in your eyes and on your face. You remember the awareness, whereas devotees chant and turn the beads of a rosary. If you repeatedly remember even one awareness from Amritvela until the time you become a karma yogi, this awareness makes you powerful, because as is your awareness, so you automatically develop that power. This is why today is called the Day of Remembrance and also the Day of Power. As soon as Father Brahma comes in front of you, and as soon as the Father's vision falls on you souls, you receive power. All of you are experienced. All of you are experienced, are you not? Whether you saw him in the corporeal form, or whether you experience him in the avyakt stage while being sustained by the avyakt form, as soon as you say Bapdada from your heart in a second, you automatically receive power. Therefore, O powerful souls, now make other souls powerful with your power. You have this enthusiasm, do you not? You have enthusiasm. You have to make powerless souls powerful, do you not? But Dada has seen that there is very good enthusiasm everywhere for making weak souls powerful. You are planning programs for Shivratri with a lot of pomp and splendor. All of you have enthusiasm, do you not? Do you have this enthusiasm? Those who have the enthusiasm to perform wonders on this year's Shivratri, raise your hands. Perform such a wonder that all upheaval ends and there is victory. Wah, wah, powerful souls, wah. All zones have planned programs. Punjab has also planned them. It is good. Give at least a drop to the souls who are wandering, to thirsty souls, and to peaceless souls. After all, they are your brothers and sisters. You do feel mercy for your brothers and your sisters, do you not? Nowadays, in these times of calamities, they do remember God, but they remember the Shaktis and deities, such as Ganesh, Hanuman, and other deities a lot more. So, who are they? You are those, are you not? They remember you every day. They are calling out, Merciful One, Compassionate One, have mercy, have compassion. Give even a small drop of peace and happiness. They are thirsty for one drop from you. O Shaktis, O deities, is the sound of unhappy and thirsty souls not reaching you? It is reaching you, is it not? When Bap Dada hears the call, he remembers the Shaktis and the Devas, deities. So Dadiji has created a good program. Baba likes it. Every day is a day of remembrance, but today you especially received all powers by having remembrance. Bap Dada is now telling all you children everywhere that from tomorrow until Shivratri, keep the special aim in your hearts of definitely giving the maximum number of souls a drop and the message through your thoughts, words, relationships and connections in one way or another. End the complaint against you. You children think that the date of destruction is not yet visible, and so you can end the complaint against you at any time. But no, if you don't end that complaint now, you will receive a complaint from people asking, Why didn't you tell us before? We too would have done something. Now they will say, O Prabhu. Therefore, let them take a drop of some of the inheritance. Give them some time too. Quench their thirst with even just one drop. For those who are thirsty, even one drop has a lot of importance. So this is the program, is it not? Bap Dada is not just showing you the green flag, but beating the drums that from tomorrow you contented souls have to give the message to all souls. At least on Shivratri, let everyone sweeten their mouths that on the Father's birthday, they too received the message. Relate this Dilkush sweet to everyone. Feed it to them. Don't celebrate Shivratri in an ordinary way, but show some wonders. Do you have this enthusiasm? Do those in the first line have it? Create a lot of splendor. At least let them understand how Shivratri has such great importance. It is the birthday of our Father. Let them hear this and celebrate in happiness. Acha. Bhaktada saw that at Amritvela, the majority of you have very good intoxication of remembrance and godly attainments. However, there is a difference in the intoxication that you have at Amritvela and when you are in your Karma Yogi stage. What is the reason for this? While performing actions, you remain both soul conscious and karma conscious. The method for this is, while performing actions, I, this soul, which soul? You know that already. You have received the different forms of self-respect of you souls. Such a soul is one who becomes karavanha and makes his physical senses act. These physical senses are my workers, but I am karavanha who works through the workers. I am detached. In the world too, when a director, while performing his duties, gives directions to his colleagues, or those who are his instruments for speaking the words, does he forget that he is their director? He has the awareness, I myself am a powerful karavanha soul. The soul and the body, the awareness of one being, karanha, and one karavanha, become merged. Do all of you old children recall what Father Brahma practiced in his early days? You saw one of his diaries, did you not? In the whole diary, there were just the words, I am a soul, Jasoda, Lokic wife, is a soul, this child is a soul, this one is a soul, that one is a soul. He constantly practiced this foundation. Therefore, you constantly need to practice the first lesson. Who am I? You do need to check yourself. Don't think, I am a soul anyway. Experience that I, this soul, as Karavanha, am getting the work done. Karanha is separate from Karavanha. You also heard Father Brahma's other experience of his physical senses being his workers. You heard about the court that was held every night, did you not? So, as their master, he asked his workers, his physical senses, about their welfare. Therefore, Father Brahma practiced this foundation very firmly. Therefore, what did the children who lived with him in his last days experience? That even while performing actions and being in his body and walking and moving around, the Father was experienced to be bodiless. Although he had to settle the accounts of karma, he did that as a detached observer. Neither was he influenced by the accounts of his karma, nor did he give others the experience that he was settling his karmic accounts. Were you aware that Father Brahma was becoming avyakt? You weren't aware, were you? It was because he practiced being detached, an observer, bodiless, that is, the karmatit stage, over a long period of time, that form was experienced at the end. This practice over a long period of time is very useful. Don't think that you will renounce the consciousness of your bodies at the end. No. The experience of being bodiless and detached from your body, the Karavanha stage, is needed. The final moments for anyone, young, old, healthy or ill, can come at any time. Therefore, pay attention to the practice of being a detached observer over a long period of time. No matter how many natural calamities come, this bodiless stage will easily make you detached and loved by God. Therefore, Bapdada is making you underline the term over a long period of time. No matter what happens, repeatedly experience the stage of a detached observer, the stage of being Karavanha, and the bodiless stage. Then in the final moments, you angels are guaranteed to become deities. If you want to become like the Father, then the Father is incorporeal and an angel. To become like Father Brahma means to stay in the angelic stage. Just as when you saw the angelic form in the corporeal form, you experienced that the Father, while listening, speaking, or carrying out his activities in his body, was detached. To put aside your work and become bodiless is possible for a short period of time. However, whilst carrying out your activities, you have to make time to continue to experience a powerful bodiless stage. All of you are angels. By taking the support of this Brahmin birth from the Father, you are carrying out your tasks in your corporeal forms in order to give the message. An angel is detached from the body while in the body. You saw this example in Father Brahma. It is not impossible. You saw and experienced it. All of you are now instruments, even though there is a lot of expansion now. None of you has as much responsibility as Father Brahma did for this new knowledge, new life, and for creating a new world. Therefore, everyone's aim is to become equal to Father Brahma, that is, to become an angel. To become equal to Father Shiva means to stabilize yourself in the incorporeal stage. Is this difficult? You love Bap and Dada, do you not? Therefore, become like the one you love. When you have the thought that you have to become equal to the Father, then it is not difficult. Simply repeatedly pay attention. This is not an ordinary life. There are many who are leading ordinary lives. There are many who are carrying out great tasks. However, no one apart from you Brahmin souls can carry out the tasks that you are doing. Therefore, today, on this day of remembrance, Bapdada is giving you the blessing. Come close, come close, come close. Liberate the boat of your mind from all limited supports, all the limited supports of thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections. From now, have the alaukik experience of being liberated in life as though you have been liberated in life over a long period of time. Acha. Baba received many letters from everywhere. But Dada also received the news and reports of the Madaban residents becoming free from anger. But Dada is pleased with their courage. For the future, in order to remain constantly free, constantly wear the armor of the power of tolerance. Then, no matter how much someone provokes you, you will remain constantly safe. Acha. To such souls who have determination and are constant embodiments of remembrance, to the special souls who constantly use all their powers at the right time, to those who are merciful to all souls, to those who put the thought of becoming equal to the Father into a corporeal form, to such very, very, very lovely and unique children, Baptada's love, remembrance and namaste. To the double foreigners. Double foreigners have double intoxication because they feel that just as the Father has come from a faraway land, so they too have come from far away. Baptada has seen one speciality of the double foreign children, that they ignite a lamp from another lamp, and in this way they have celebrated the Diwali of the ignited lamps of Baptada. In many countries, double foreigners have a great interest in giving the message. Baptada has seen that in every group, there are children from 35 to 40 countries. Congratulations. Constantly continue to fly, and as angels, continue to give the message while flying. It is good. Baptada is not seeing just you of the 35 countries, but he is seeing those of other lands with you as well. Therefore you are the number one souls who will become equal to the Father, are you not? Are you number one, or those who will become number wise? Are you number one? Are you not number wise? To become number one means to win at every moment. Those who win claim number one. You are like that, are you not? Very good. You are victorious, and are those who will remain constantly victorious. Acha. Wherever you go, remind everyone that all the double foreigners have to become number one. Acha. Baptada is giving all the mothers, all the lovely mothers of Gopal, lots and lots of love and remembrance from his heart. The Pandavas too, whether youth or householders, have always been companions of the Lord of the Pandavas. Baptada is giving lots and lots of love and remembrance to such Pandavas who are companions. To Dadiji. What do you remember today? You received willpower, did you not? You have the blessing of willpower. You have played a very good part, and therefore, congratulations. You have received many blessings from everyone. Everyone becomes happy when they see you, whether you speak or not. When something happens to you, everyone feels that it has happened to them. Everyone has so much love. Everyone has such love. You have a lot of love for everyone. It is this love that is making everyone move. Whether there is more or less dharana, it is the love that is making them move. Very good. Issue Daddy. This one has also settled her accounts. Issue Daddy had fallen and had to rest. It doesn't matter. This one's efforts are easy. Her accounts are settled easily. It happened very easily while lying down. You received comfort like Vishnu. Acha. After all, you have been a protector of the Yajna from the Sakar days until now. There are many blessings for being a protector of the Yajna. All of you daddies are very, very close to Bap Dada. You are the jewels who are close. Everyone has a lot of value for the daddies. The gathering is also good. The gathering of you daddies has protected the Yajna for so many years and will continue to do so. This unity is the basis of all success. You have kept the Father in the middle. This attention you have kept is very good. Acha. Are all of you fine? Blessing. May you become an easy effort maker by having all relationships with the One Father as your companion. The Father Himself is offering to fulfill His responsibility of companionship in all relationships. Stay with the Father in each relationship according to the time and make Him your companion. When you have His constant company and He is your companion, there cannot be anything difficult. When you feel lonely, don't remember the Father in the form of a point, but bring the list of your attainments in front of you. Bring into your awareness the stories of the different entertaining experiences of different times and experience the sweetness of all relationships. Any hard work will then finish and you will become an easy effort maker. Slogan. Become one with many forms and recognize the many forms of Maya, and you will become a master lord of Maya. Om Shanti.